We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, compassionate viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1, at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamé, Channel 24 on Video Cable, and in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, and Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable, in Santini Tiperaquay, Channel 30. In Orteca, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CITSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdunet City, Channel Z26 on Elkatinger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhan Oaks Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Chad, Channel 14, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otoos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV.
In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95, formerly Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV.
In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tungtai Cable TV. In Chaiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Chaiyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Craymaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Formosa or Taiwan assists residents to determine their water footprint. In veg news, a United States animal-free cheesecake business expands to include 14 states. In cultural news, a United Nations program helps restore the housing of approximately 200,000 residents of Peru. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 10, is the birthday of award-winning author and meat-free advocate Miss Frances Mauler Pay. Born in Pendleton, Oregon, USA, her first of many books, Diet for a Small Planet, published in 1971, influenced numerous people to adopt a vegetarian lifestyle. She is the co-founder of Food First, the Institute for Food and Development Policy, an organisation working to ensure nourishment for all. Miss LePay is the recipient of the Right Livelihood Award in 1987, Rachel Carson Environmental Achievement Award in 2003, and the James Beard Foundation Humanitarian of the Year Award in 2008, among others. Our heartfelt gratitude, Miss Frances Mauler Pay, for raising awareness on how we can save billions of lives by a meatless diet. May you have a joyous and blessed birthday.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. It has been nearly a month since the destructive 7.0 magnitude earthquake caused hundreds of thousands of fatalities in Haiti. A recent miracle offered a ray of hope when 28-year-old Evan Muncie was rescued alive after being trapped in the rubble for 4 weeks. His survival also reflects the deeper resiliency of the Haitian people, who continue to face conditions such as homelessness, along with lack of basic necessities and medical attention.
Where I'm living, all over this country, there's a lot of people. They don't have food, water, house. Day after day, it's getting harder for them to live. I would like Mrs. Qinghai could send more people to help the Haitian people, and we really appreciate that.
In her heartfelt concern for the Haitian people's desperate plight, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated an initial $60,000 while calling on the medical professionals of our association to go and help provide for the surgical and other needs of the victims. With funds contributed by our association members around the globe, the total donation is now over $271,000, which could obtain $9.7 million in urgent items in the United States, based on the cost of living in Haiti. More of our association members from various nations have continued arriving to respond to medical, nursing, translation, and other needs, with most covering their own travel expenses.
We're here with our new crew members that have just arrived from Dominican Republic. How long have you been traveling?
2.5 days to get here. The roads small and too many traffic and very hard to get here.
Meanwhile, our association's relief team members have been working tirelessly to offer their skills to patients.
This is the close off area, and most of the patients just went through an extensive and intensive surgical treatment. But this is like a floor of an outside building, you know, because we overflow with patients. You can see patient here and patient inside along the hallway of the hospital. And it's dirty, it's dusty, it's very hot, it's humid, dust, flies, mosquitoes. Most of them have to come back to the operating room for either reinfections or their health is not very well due to this condition. Let me ask one of my patients that I've been attending, see if he would like to share a story with you.
During the earthquake, a building collapsed on me. And then when I get out, my foot has been broken. They took me to the hospital. And people from foreign countries have come in order to help us. I do appreciate their help. I would like to thank Master Ching Hai. I got that surgery on Tuesday. Now I feel better. We are sleeping on the street. We just take some blankets to do a small house to sleep at night. But if it's raining, we are in trouble. They give me something to eat in the morning, at noon, and in the afternoon. I get everything free. I didn't pay anything for that. I'd like to thank Qinghai Master. Thank you. Qinghai Master, thank you again.
In addition to medical services and wholesome vegan cooking at the main hospital in Carrefour, our association's relief team also brought aid to three shelters, one with 200 children, another with 150 families, and the third with 500 people. Though the desperate situation had added to the tension, the people there showed relieved joy and expressed their appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
At every time I hear it, I feel love. By my voice, I use my voice just to tell that Asian people love you. And I think the words, it's not enough to thank her for the donation. I got a lot of people right here. They would like to say thank you. Would like to say merci?
Yes. Merci, thank you
for your help.
Merci, Ching Hai.
Ching Hai. All the food from her.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think all the doctors really appreciate that.
Yeah.
They, it's like taste food. It is good. I really appreciate that. You see? Melon. You like it?
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you, Ching Hai.
We love you.
Reporting from the Adventist Hospital for Supreme Master Television from Haiti.
Our thankfulness goes to all countries, organizations, and individuals who are extending their help to the people of Haiti. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring support, as well as the sincere efforts of our association's relief team. May heaven grace the Haitian people with comfort and strength through these difficult times as we pray for a world free of such devastations as humanity transition toward kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Afghan floods and avalanches cost lives. The worst rain and snow in 50 years has left over 500 homes damaged as floods and avalanches washed away vehicles and caused more than 30 travel-related fatalities in Kandahar, Farah, and Kabul provinces. Afghan National Army helicopters rescued 250 people from rising floodwaters in Kandahar's Panjwayi district, and emergency crews worked to rescue hundreds of snow-stranded passengers outside Kabul, with ambulances and medical personnel on the scene in case of need. Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the resiliency of the storm affected. May distressing conditions as these be minimized as we strive to treat all beings with kindness and respect.
Australia deluged by rain. As residents of Queensland state welcomed the precipitation, quickly rising waters sadly cost lives as the region's Henze Dam reached capacity and overflowed, with two travelers who perished in flash floods. In New South Wales, over 6,000 homes and businesses were left without power, and the Sydney airport was temporarily closed as the city recorded a record rainfall of nearly 75 millimeters in 24 hours. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, wishing the Australian people a smooth resuming of their daily lives and that our kinder deeds help lessen extreme events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Costa Rica elects female president. with decisive victories in each of the country's seven provinces, ruling National Liberation Party candidate Laura Chinchilla is the first woman to be elected president, with previous service that includes the role of vice president and minister of finance. President-elect Chinchilla promised to continue with free trade expansion, as well as creating green jobs and improving living conditions for children and the elderly. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your leadership be graced in serving the highest ideals of your nation and fellow country persons.
Japan ends Afghan mission. On Saturday, February 6th, families, friends, and Japanese government officials welcomed home naval ships carrying 340 military personnel, thus concluding Japan's 8-year refueling mission in Afghanistan. Japanese Premier Yukio Hatoyama presided at the return ceremony, which occurred on the same day that 350 Japanese troops departed for Haiti to assist in humanitarian endeavors such as post-quake cleanup and reconstruction. Our accolades, Your Excellency, and Japan, for your decision of peace. Blessed be such exemplary actions in inspiring harmonious and constructive engagement of soldiers across the globe.
Anthrax reappears in Sweden after nearly three decades. The dangerous bacteria was discovered in a herd of 90 cattle following a 27 years period during which no cases were detected. So far, seven cows have died since the initial diagnosis. Feed mixed with contaminated soil and dust was the suspected source of the pathogen, with the spores themselves originating as far back as 100 years ago, when dead animals were dumped into a regional river during anthrax outbreaks. Surviving through the decades, the spores become active when coming in contact with a host through inhalation or touch, or by eating the meat of an infected animal.
Anthrax is just one of many contagious diseases that have proliferated from livestock raising and affects both animals and humans. Another, in the form of a virus, is the H1N1 swine flu, which continues to spread across the globe. Besides sickening pigs, turkeys, and other species in at least 20 countries, severe infections and fatalities in humans continue, with Thailand just increasing her death toll to 201, Hong Kong to 66, and India to 1,270. However, experts warn that the vast majority of cases, including those fatal, are far too numerous to count.
We send our sympathies to the world's people who have lost loved ones due to swine flu, anthrax, and other animal-related diseases. Our thanks to the Swedish health authorities who are working to alert and safeguard the public from anthrax. May humanity quickly turn to the organic vegan diet as the most effective way to be free of such pathogens and protect countless lives.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
its health,
its economy,
its ecology,
its compassion,
its peace,
its noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Yemeni man freed in southern Philippines. Following his detainment since January 29th, humanitarian aid worker Najid Al-Udaini was released on Sunday, February 7th. Philippine Congresswoman Faiza Dumarpa actively negotiated for his release and confirmed that he was unharmed. Mr. Al-Udaini, who had been working in the region to build mosques and schools in Muslim communities, expressed his thanks for the help of the Philippine government. "We are relieved to hear of your peaceful freedom, Mr. Al-Udaini. Wishing you a happy homecoming and Allah's blessings of protection and joy in your life and work."
Save our planet. Concerns mount over Arctic ice. New satellite data by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has shown that the melt season for Arctic sea ice is now 20 days longer than 3 decades ago, extending further into both April and September. Dr. Thorsten Marcus of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center highlighted the importance of these earlier melt onset and later freeze dates due to their immense effect on ecosystems. The reduced ice cover also means a larger open water area to absorb more heat from the sun, creating even more warming in a cycle that could have a profound effect on global climate.
Moreover, recent first-hand observations by Dr. David Barber of Canada's University of Manitoba indicate that the situation is even more dire than could be perceived by satellite. Dr. Barber stated, "Unfortunately, what we found was that the multi-year ice has all but disappeared. What's left is this remnant rotten ice."
Doctors Marcus and Barber, as well as all participating National Aeronautics and Space Administration and University of Manitoba scientists, we are grateful for your factual observations despite their alarming implications. Let us all heed the message conveyed by the vanishing Arctic and act quickly to protect the planet for ourselves and our children.
With deep concern, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken of the polar ice melt phenomenon, along with a way to halt it, as in an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
"With melting that has caused the biggest ice loss ever known in the Arctic, scientists now tell us that the region is warming at a rate twice as fast as the rest of the world. Many researchers are saying that at the rate of current warming, there is almost no way for our world to stay within the limits of a 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise, which is the maximum that will still ensure the safety of most life on the planet. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple, is the vegan diet. No animal products. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time, scientifically speaking, and my promise."
Save our planet. The Energy and Resources Institute, or TERI, of India presents Japan's Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama with the 2010 Sustainable Development Leadership Award for his initiative to reduce the nation's greenhouse gas emissions.
save our planet. Members of the Scottish Parliament in the United Kingdom passed the Marine Bill with a goal of protecting seals while supporting the development of offshore sustainable energy.
Save our planet. In a survey conducted by the UK-based Carbon Disclosure Project, or CDP, more than half of the large companies responding said they plan to do business only with suppliers that report and appropriately manage greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet, the UN-affiliated Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, supports a ban on international bluefin tuna trade, which would also classify the fish as being threatened with extinction.
The Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm vegan. I'm here with a tip on expanding your circle of love. If you are interested in adopting a smart and delightful feathered friend, please consider a bird shelter in your area. Many will give you information on how to care for your avian companion. It's also important to do research to find out what kind of bird will be happiest in your home and what he or she requires to be healthy. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, Formosa, Taiwan helps residents determine their water footprint. The Environmental Quality Protection Foundation of Taipei has developed a water calculator which assists citizens in figuring how much water they use so they can take steps to decrease the amount. It calculates the quantity consumed directly, such as through bathing, and the amount used indirectly, such as from irrigation and transport of agricultural products. Dr. Xie Yingxi, chairman of Environmental Quality Protection Foundation, discussed how eating vegetarian reduces our impact on the Earth's water resources.
就是说肉食主义者，他用水量其实是很大，他是这么样的，这个需水量这么的高。如果你是素食主义者，基本上以我们的统计的结果，你几乎都是已经间接的对我们这个整个环境生态是有贡献的。 所以我们基金会，我们大家也都相约一个礼拜多吃素食，然后我们就是让大家有一个承诺。Our
sincere appreciation, Dr. Xie Yingxie and the Environmental Quality Protection Foundation for your commitment to raising awareness about water conservation through your water calculator. Also, congratulations on your organization's dedication to eating more plant-based meals. May we all help save our planet and its precious resources by being vegan.
In veg news, a United States vegan dessert business meets great success. Earth Cafe of Laguna Niguel, California has seen a substantial increase in sales of their vegan raw cheesecake. Their 10 delicious flavors, including carob, blueberry, cherry, and toasted coconut, are presently available across 14 US states. The popular Veg News magazine described their fantastic creation, saying, "These are by far the best raw cheesecakes we've ever sampled." Earth Cafe's three partners, Miss Candy Tolentino, Mr. Craig Ahrens, and Mr. Josh Black, are now all vegans. In describing the current growth in sales, Mr. Ahrens said, "I kid you not, God has made the most impossible things happen. Kudos, Earth Cafe, on your delicious and healthful culinary delights. May we soon see many more such thriving and planet-protecting endeavors."
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Up next on Noteworthy News, a historically significant area of Peru is revitalized. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. More comforting news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, carrying news for a love-filled world. In cultural news, a United Nations program assists Peru in improving the housing situation of thousands. RIMAC Reborn, an initiative of the UN Development Program, UNDP, will help revitalize our housing for approximately 200,000 residents of Lima. The project will be based in RIMAC, a historically significant area of the capital city. The UNDP has been collaborating with the Peruvian government on this endeavor since 2004. The renovations will be accomplished while maintaining the rich cultural character of the location. Our sincere appreciation, the United Nations Development Program, RIMAC Reborn, and the Peruvian government. God bless your care of the beautiful citizens of the nation. May your laudable efforts bring joy and safety to many.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Spanish entitled Homework.
Un chaval está sentado a la mesa haciendo su tarea.
Papá, dice, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre potencialmente y realísticamente?
El padre se rasca la barbilla, inhala profundo y dice,
es así que es difícil.
Probablemente sea más fácil demostrártelo. A ver, ve y pregúntale a tu madre si ella besaría al lechero por 1 millón de euros. Y luego pregúntale lo mismo a tu hermana. 2 minutos después, el chiquillo está de vuelta.
¡Papá! Las dos dijeron, ¿por 1 millón de euros? ¡Por supuesto!
¿Lo ves, hijo? Ahí tienes la respuesta, dijo el hombre. Potencialmente, estamos sentados sobre 2 millones de euros. Realísticamente, vivimos con un par de mujeres que no son ninguna santa.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I would like to thank Supreme Master TV for the urgent information it has shown me. I have been vegetarian since I was born, so really, I had quite a lot of chances to find out about veggie benefits. I knew enough health info, but I never really thought that livestock production causes 80% of global warming. Until one day, Mom found a DVD from Supreme Master TV in a veggie restaurant. Then I was aware that animal agriculture is the single major source of global warming and climate change. I have, in fact, successfully convinced a lot of people to be veg. May the veg trend be spread to the world. Live from Hong Kong.
Lovely Lai, so good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has informed us on numerous occasions about the vegan solution to mitigate climate change. It is wonderful that you are veg. Please keep trying to share with all you can that the plant-based diet is our main hope now to keep our earth. With heaven's illumination to you and the forward-thinking people of Hong Kong.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine wisdom and kindness grace your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Meeting in Canada's Arctic city of Iqaluit, G7 finance ministers from the USA, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, and Canada pledge to continue their united support for global economic recovery and development.
U.S. President Barack Obama's proposed 2011 budget includes a donation of $35 million for Myanmar, also known as Burma, to support democracy, human rights, and encourage civic participation.
Mufti of Egypt, Ali Goma, calls for peace and friendliness between Christians and Muslims around the world, saying that the two religions share the important value of love for one another and for God.
This year's 16th Le Maghreb de Livre Book Fair in Paris, France, commemorates French-Algerian writer Albert Camus while celebrating Arabic, French, and Tamazight creative works from both shores of the Mediterranean.
UK researchers at the University of Cambridge test an artificial pancreas prototype on children and teenagers with type 1 diabetes, finding it to be effective in minimizing the dangerous risk of blood sugars dropping too low.
In Darwin, Australia, a homeless man known as Dave selflessly risks his life to rescue a woman trapped in a burning insurance office, with both emerging safely.
Palestinian Hamas leader Khaled Meshal meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss unification efforts of the two main Palestinian groups.
Animals Australia announces increased efforts to raise awareness of the cruel treatment of factory farm pigs and egg hens through a series of public service announcements to be aired on radio throughout 2010.
Firefighter Nikki Hercher of Scotland, UK receives the Chief Fire Officer's Commendation for her off-duty rescue of a neighbor from his burning apartment and has also been nominated for a Brave at Heart Award.
Formosan, or Taiwanese President, President Ma Ying-jeou, hosts a celebration at the presidential office for 400 less fortunate children to celebrate an early Chinese New Year's Day.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.